Is there any like rivalry or talking mess to each other?
What with royalty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll let you know. Come fiesta time.
Let's start it right now. Say something bad about the King Fell. Ray Fell. Hey, welcome to Too Hard, Too Fast podcast, where it's a lot like forgetting to feed the Tamagotchi. You know, that feeling of like it feels bad, but also at the very end, there's a good payoff at the end.
All right.
I used to not feed it so I could like die. And
Oh
then rebirth it. I mean, it was just digital. It felt bad, but it was still kind of fun.
Oh my God.
That's a lot like this podcast. And today
Okay. All right.
we have Natasha. I don't know how to introduce you anymore because you've gone from Norteño to 10, and then now you're the Riverwalk Queen.
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah.
The Riverwalk Queen from San
Yep.
Antonio, Texas is joining us. I don't know how to curtsy.
It's
I think it's your third time on. So we'll skip all the who am I's and where you came from and all that, and we'll just get started.
right, let's do it.
All right, let's sit back, buckle up, let's
Hard
go. Too hard, too fast. Boom.
Welcome to Too Hard, Too Fast.
Welcome back
to Too Hard,
Too Fast.
Anything that rolls downhill, man.
And the old habits die hard, right?
It's the podcast by the people for the people.
Well, I'm going too hard, too fast.
We are double fisted on that ass.
Only here, too hard, too fast. Let's do it.
Hey guys, it's Natasha. Welcome to Too Hard, Too Fast, the unofficial podcast of the Riverwalk.
Ooh, she said it first here, ladies and gentlemen.
So welcome everyone to Too Hard, Too Fast podcast.
That's right. Where we go off the rails and George has to worry about it. So here we go.
For the podcast of the century.
Cheers.
Here comes the queen.
All Aww.
To keep the river walk clean.
Oh, that's so cute.
Perfectly. Can I talk mess on the Riverwalk or is it gonna be like a fight between us?
I mean, we'll probably fight.
Well, that's a given. I think we've been we've been circling this drain a little bit on, I think we're gonna throw chingazos at one point, but
oh, for sure. For sure. I'm just gonna go to the west side.
Put open to west side. Oh yeah, come find me, come through.
It's not that big, I'll find you.
Yeah. just follow the gunshots.
Oh my God. Okay.
No.
I didn't say that.
I like the West Side. And I don't like the gunshots, but they're here and, they're
yeah.
Maybe fireworks. I don't know.
I mean, look, I grew up when I was little on the East Side. So I am used to the sounds of the different sides of town.
I don't think I get nervous. And I mean, I don't get nervous with the gunshots. I really hope they're just not shooting. It's kind of bad. It's like, I hope they're shooting it at someone and not up in the air.
No.
I'm kidding. But yeah, the up in the air stuff, it's kind of like too much. Like, it's going to come down.
Mm-hmm. It goes up. Yeah.
Why did we go so dark so quick?
I don't know. You want to talk about like death at all? Or
no, not at all. I don't even want to. I didn't even know why we went there or why I took it there.
Yeah, depression. No, nothing.
All right. Nada, nada, nada. Let's, maybe we'll get into that, but let's leave that for later.
Okay,
so you're the Riverwalk Queen or the mm-hmm. Queen of the Riverwalk. How do I say it?
I mean, I think it's interchangeable.
How do you say it?
Interchangeable. I introduce myself as Queen of the Riverwalk, so.
Queen of the Riverwalk. It does have a little more royalty to it.
Yeah, little
yeah. Yeah, Queen of the Riverwalk. So mm-hmm. What does the Queen of the Riverwalk do? Have you gotten into all that?
Not yet, but basically all of as royals, we are here to protect, preserve, and promote the Riverwalk. And we raised a lot of money, almost $72,000 over the course of 8 months for Alamo City College scholarships, specifically hospitality and culinary.
Okay, so there's a king also, a king of the Riverwalk?
Yeah, king, prince, princess, duke, duchess, and countess.
Oh, dang. Are those, is that everything to do with like fiesta? Or that's different?
No. So technically we're not fiesta royalty. A lot of people think that we are, and we're not. So our reign is from February to February. So we have a whole year. It's not just the 10 days of fiesta. But we do participate in fiesta activities.
Nice. So they're just from fiesta from like the beginning. You guys are whole year.
Fiesta, yeah. They're only during fiesta, but they also raise a lot more money.
Yeah, well, they're not raining for a year, so whatever.
It's true, yeah.
Do you get to run again or get re-elected as queen or re-crowned?
So I could if I wanted to. I don't think I will.
No?
No, I mean, I had 17 events in 8 months, so I was exhausted. It kind of took over my life.
So what made you want to do it in the first place?
So the past or former, I guess, queen, she nominated me. So you have to be nominated by previous royalty. And then there's an application process. They see if you're like a good fit. And then if you are, then they will say, hey, like, we think you're a good fit. Would you like to run? You say yes or no. You say yes. Clock starts. So.
Dang. And yeah. I was well, obviously we've been friends for a while. But following your journey through it, like you said, 17 events in 8 months, and a lot of it was like raising money, and it wasn't like, it pretty much looked like you were going 24/7.
I was. Yeah. Between myself and my campaign team, there was 12 people on my team.
How did you deal with it? Like, besides being, because did you put off a lot of the Norteño 210 stuff? Are you still doing it?
So yes and no, because since I started the podcast, I've had to redirect how I'm doing things. So, and then also like I'm in school full time too. So I just really had to prioritize what I was doing. And I knew coming into the new year for sure that I wanted to change things and change the way that I did things. So, I mean, I'm still open to doing interviews. I just haven't done one in a minute.
You know, keeping that in mind and still, you know, going to school, being a mother, being a business owner, and now you're running for Queen of the Riverwalk. How did you deal with trying to pack that all into one day and then every day?
Just kind of wake up and do it. It's a lot of communication, a lot. And I was annoying myself at points because I was like, dude, nobody wants to see the same post or the same event like 10 times. I'm like, please come. And I was like annoying myself posting it. I was like, I'm so sorry. I need people to come. Because on the same token, like people were telling me, oh, like, why do you know you're campaigning? Or I didn't even know you had events. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, literally, I was annoying myself. So yeah, it's a lot. It was a lot of business meetings. It was a lot of phone calls and emails and texts and back and forth and planning. And it was just, I mean, each event took minimum 2 weeks all the way up to months to create and to see through. So it was a lot of work.
How do you move past that idea of like, I'm annoying somebody or I'm annoying myself, and then just push forward and continue to promote your stuff?
I think it's just that is like knowing in the back of my head that there are people that don't know what I'm doing. They don't know. And it's, to me, it makes sense, but like, they don't know who I am. They don't know what I'm doing. They've never seen me before. So yes, I have my following and like my like ride or dies that are, you know, liking everything, you know, commenting on everything, coming to everything. And then I have people that, you know, potentially they're seeing me for the first time. And so I just kind of keep that in the back of my head. And I mean, I only have less than 5,000 followers.
Nobody 5, likes 000. To show off.
No. I'm saying that amount of people versus the 2 million people in San Antonio, there's so many people that don't know about us as content creators. So we have to just continue to shove stuff in people's faces.
Yeah.
I think too, what's helped is when I hit those points of just like, why am I doing this? Like, what is this for? It's like, you know how like everything happens for a reason, or like God puts people in your life at the right time, at the right place. Right. And that's what happened to me. Even throughout this campaign, I was just like, what am I doing this for? Like, I'm exhausted. I'm missing time for my kids. I'm missing time from school, you know, or whatever it is. And there was a couple of times where I literally had people come up to me and they're like, I've been following you since you went to New York. It's been 3 years. And they will sit there and like, this one lady was like, I've been doing nothing but rooting for you. And I've never seen her before. I've never seen her comment on my stuff or like my stuff. So it's that reminder too, that people are still watching, whether they're commenting or liking, they're still watching. So to see people evolve, like I've seen you, I've seen all the interviews you've done and some of the people you've interviewed. And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you. I mean, we're still going to fight, but you know, we're friends at the end of the day. So yes. It's the same. I don't know. I think it's just like, yes, like having that in the back of your head will like, oh, people are going to get tired of this. They're going to unfollow me. But I think at this point, people, as long as you show them who you are, they're going to continue to follow you for who you are.
And I just want to say, since the last time you've been on the podcast, I've gotten a lot better about liking your stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I'm just a little pat on my back of, again, not a compliment to you, just more to me. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'll take it.
Perfect. No, I'm just kidding. okay. I think when this comes out, the river walk will be green already.
Yes.
Now we're filming right before St. Patrick's Day. They do it for St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the joke here in San Antonio is the river walk is always green.
Is it?
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
I know a lot of people have.
What color is the Riverwalk right now?
I think right now it's always kind of like a brown. There's mud at the bottom of it.
I've never been in it.
What?
Do you get to jump in?
No. Well, I don't think so.
I feel like that should be like a thing.
I mean, yeah. You know what? I'll ask.
Like right at the Vieta when you get crowned, which I want to talk about. I want to go through all that feelings.
Yeah,
you probably went through, but like as you get crowned right at the Vieta, the river, the Arson Theater or whatever it's called, Arsonist Theater.
Arson, yeah.
just jump in like they do in San Marcos after you graduate from some Texas State.
Yeah.
Jumps into the river. That would be a cool thing. I'm all for it for next time. Now nominate me to be queen and I'll jump in.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
I won't raise any money and I won't do any events, but I will be the queen and I will jump in.
Oh, that's okay.
Making history.
I think that would be cool, like on the way out. You know what I mean? Like, thanks for having us. And then we all jump in together.
That would be cool.
I'm down for that.
Might grow an extra ear or something.
It's fine.
Hey, Molo. All to hear you better.
Yes. Yeah.
What color is the Riverwalk? Brown?
I think so.
And it's going to be what green. I've never gone, as long as I've been here in San Antonio, I've never gone to go see the Riverwalk being turned green.
Wild. So it's going to be in like an emerald green.
I'm going to go this year just because of you.
Do it. Come to the parade.
There's a parade.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's a big river parade.
For St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm. On Saturday. Well, so, I guess this will come out after, so hopefully you were there.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. We'll see. I don't know.
And you.
dang, but why on Saturday if St. Patrick's Day is on Thursday?
It's on Friday. Because it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so.
Ah, okay.
They're dying it Friday, and then I think they're re-dying it Saturday, I guess to make sure it's super green, and then that's when the River Parade is.
Oh, okay, well. I mean, some people say YOLO, some people say YOLO. You only die once.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think we die. No, I think we're like reincarnated.
I think I've died three times since we started this book.
That's a wrap. I think we're good. Thank you
so much for watching. No. Congratulations. Oh my God, I'm crying now. Anyway, okay.
I think you should bring your old rules back.
What are my old rules? I've changed it so much already.
Oh,
like
shit.
No more cussing or what?
No, when it was when we had to go too hard too fast and rate our drinks and stuff.
Oh, do you have a drink with you?
No, but I can get one.
Well, if you want to, I mean, you're the queen.
No, I'm not supposed to write. You're going to get a pop out from YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to talk about it, but we can still drink about it.
I don't drink alone, sir.
Oh, I have a little bit of vodka water.
Vodka water?
Mm-hmm. You know, for the diet.
Yeah. It's like zero calories.
Until you eat everything afterwards, all drunk. Wow. That's where, you know, save on the calories. No, if you want to, I'm down for it. It's up to you. You're the queen.
No, whatever you want. I'm here. Okay, so are you back to life now? Are we good?
I'm a little bit here, yes. Kind of.
Do I need to resuscitate you?
I might need like one of those. I've always wanted to be. Have you ever, what is that thing called? Like when they, the taser.
Oh, wait, what? You want to be tased?
Yeah, but I don't want to put it out there where like I randomly want some rando to just come from behind and da, da, da. No, like I want to like one day just try it out, see what it feels like.
I'll tase you.
You have one?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm down. I got to like completely make sure that all my bodily fluids are out of my body first, because I definitely don't want to like pee my pants while I go.
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I want to be like, I want to know that it's coming. That way I can make sure like I'm good to go. And then, yeah.
Okay.
But if I have a heart attack? Dang. Let's do it. I don't care. Fuck it. Yodo. You only die once.
I don't know. You said you've died several times already.
That's true. I can't. Hey, too hard, too fast. We don't check facts.
It's true. We don't.
So when you got crowned, again, it was in the Arsonist Theater.
Arneson River Theater, yes.
did you know you were getting crowned already, or was like one of those things where it's like the buildup and you find out then and there?
Yep, we all found out right then and there.
Dang, would you have cried if you didn't get it?
I don't think so.
No.
I would have been disappointed because I worked really hard, but no.
Would you have thrown chingasos?
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
No, but I cried when I realized I won, so.
Well, what was the buildup to it? Like right before they announced that you were winning or that you had won, that whole time, what are you feeling?
Oddly enough, I felt nervous because I wasn't sure, but I also felt calm because like my aunt, when I was getting my makeup done that morning, she texted me because I don't know if you saw, but my grandma was Fiesta royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know, I haven't seen my aunt in like months. And then I was crossing the street to walk towards the Arneson River Theater, and literally at the stoplight, she was there. And she had texted me earlier, like I said, when I was getting my makeup done, and she was like, she said, you got it, because like grandma said, you got it. And it would just like made me like, okay. And when I saw her, I was like, okay. So I almost felt like it was like a good presence, you know? So I was like, okay, no matter what, everything happens for a reason, but I'm proud of myself because I know how hard I worked. So, yeah. But I was also chewing gum, which I will never do again. Because you could see the nerves, literally all the videos. I was like, so stupid. And my friends were trying to, they were like, gum, like they were trying to yell at me. And I was like, like,
oh no.
So anyway, yeah. But then once they called who the princess was, and then I realized like, okay, yeah, no, then I'm the queen. I like immediately just started ugly crying.
Our 2023 Riverwalk Princess goes to Her Royal Highness Princess Lee Henderson.
Yes! Dang. JK, so, surprise contestant came in. I don't know.
Oh my god, Steve Harvey! Just kidding.
Yeah. that would have been bad.
That would have been terrible.
You know, how you said you were chewing gum because you're nervous. I get like I chew like the inside of my cheek, like when there's a buildup to something, yeah. And I end up getting like a scar in there, or I don't know what it's not a scar, but it's not there anymore. I apologize for even bringing this up. No, but that is a nervous thing, or my thumbs. I'll scratch my thumbs.
Yeah. You scratch your skin?
Yeah, like that. Like you can probably see.
Oh my god.
And that, yeah. I've done it forever and people try to stop me from it, but it's just a nervous thing. Or not a nervous, even if it's not nervous, if I'm bored, I'll start doing it.
You need like a fidget spinner, one of those like thumb rings, you know, you can like.
And this does help. I just recently started wearing this ring and I kind of just mess with it now like that.
Oh, it's like a spinner, right?
It doesn't spin, but.
Oh. I feel like you need a spinner.
Is what the other thing I do is this.
Super cool party trick.
Anyway, so you're crying. Yeah, they announced you as queen. Mm-hmm. What are you feeling now? Like in that moment of I just won, what's rushing through your head?
Like I did it. But it wasn't just me. It was like, no, I think for me, it was just like that initial rush of like thinking about my grandma, of course, and then hearing all of my friends like screaming. And I know that they're proud of me. And I was just like, I don't know, I was proud of me. And I was happy and like, okay, all that hard work, all the blood, sweat and tears, like it was worth it.
Like, have you had time to process it and think about like what's next?
Not really. My schedule is kind of crazy. I've had people reach out to me wanting me to go to their schools, to like read to the kids or go for their school's fiesta.
Oh, see, that could never be Quinn then. Or I ain't reading to nobody.
Yeah. no, I mean, and then there's just a lot of events. So no, I don't know. I don't know like what else yet, right? I don't know what else I can do with it.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because I see I've seen you and known you, it always seems like you got something else going or next thing lined up or, you know, very methodical with what you're doing. So I thought, okay, she's had some time already. Has she thought about what's next?
Or... I mean, in my life, yeah, but not with Queen. Hmm. So like in my life, I'm graduating this year in May, actually.
Oh, congrats.
So thank you. So that's
nobody likes to show off. I'm just kidding.
That's a huge goal of mine that, you know.
Doctorate, right? It's for doctorate?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes to show off.
The don't ask me question.
No, that's hardcore because I remember that when you were first on, you were the nurse that went to New York, the San Antonio nurse that went to New York mm-hmm. to help with the whole handy-pandy that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
the panorama?
What did you call it?
Panorama.
Panorama. I kind of like that a little bit. It sounds less sexualized.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's weird. It does. No,
as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, that sounds like a weird. but I think at the time, were you already in your doctorate or you were just thinking about that's your next step?
When did we do that?
Oh, shit. I think 2019, 2020, 2020, almost 2021.
Okay, so then I had already started. I just started. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
I think I was like a few months into school. And now I'm already graduating.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
You think about that stuff? I think about like how time flies and how much time I wasted all the time.
See, that's why I just keep going. I just keep, and people are like, why? Why do you do so many things? Or why are you starting something new? I'm like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Time goes by no matter what.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I say wasted. Like, I feel because I'm never satisfied. I'm always the same mm-hmm. thing, looking for the next thing. And
yeah.
And not like looking like to the next get rich quick scheme because I'm still poor as well. But, but like the next, yeah, like keep growing kind of thing. But then I always look back and I don't really, even through all the accomplishments, I was like, dang, I can't believe like all that time passed and I still feel like I'm not there yet. Like there's a lot of time that has been wasted.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but also I think a lot of people, I'm kind of one of those, but I've also heard like the second you think like, oh, I've made it, I'm done, is when you become complacent. So it's that, well, like, oh, I haven't done what I wanted, or I haven't reached this, or I haven't reached that. It's like, as long as it's not like a derogatory thing or like a negative thing towards yourself, and you take that as motivation and like, you know what, I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to. Yeah, because you got to start somewhere. I mean, everything takes work.
I don't like that. I'm going to seems like you're never going to. Like, well, I'm going to work out 3 months ago.
Okay, you know what? Okay. All right. I feel that counteract. Okay. So similar, because that was one thing that definitely fell off. It's like, you know, I'm going to eat whatever, drink whatever, and then get mad at myself for feeling like chunky sometimes, you know? And so then I was like, well, shit. I mean, it's not going to, the weight's not going to come off by itself. So I have to do something about it. So, I mean, I started going to the gym, but I can only go one day a week because my schedule is ridiculous. So, but as long as you start somewhere, that's all that matters.
And yeah, that's the point, is the starting.
Yeah. Definitely. That's the hardest part.
It's starting.
Mm-hmm.
Starting anything, not even just working out, just starting anything.
Yeah. And I think it's the hardest part too, after you start, is getting into that repetition, you know?
Yeah. Staying consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get better each time with whatever you're
like
doing.
When people are like, oh, I want to be a foodie, or I want to be a content creator, I want to blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, do it. I encourage anybody and everybody to do it, but understand how much work it's going to be. Like, even your podcast, it takes time to talk to people, to come up with a time and date, to film, to edit, to post. Like, it's nonstop. And that's one. And then you go to the next one.
Yep. Post and ghost is my thing.
Not surprised.
I still I want to feel like there's more to the Queen of Riverwalk that we haven't tapped into, but I'm very ignorant on what the royalties here in San Antonio, like, I don't know, Fiesta and Riverwalk royalty were not the same. I didn't, like, so I see them around, I see people around all the time, but I honestly have never looked into it. I know it's a huge thing because people in San Antonio love the San Antonio royalty. Mm-hmm. Fiesta, Riverwalk, you know, it's a big deal. And how many people turned out for it too, you know? So I know it's a big deal.
Yeah, that was overwhelming too, in a good way, is being on the boat, because they threw us onto the barge, and it was straight into the Mardi Gras parade. And literally hundreds, like a sea of people. And we were throwing beads too, and it's little kids and it's older people, and like everybody's just like, ah! And I was like, oh my God, like, it was good. It was, I don't know. It's really like, you all, like, you know, San Antonio shows up. We show up, we show out. But to see it from the inside out, I had never really, you know, so it was special.
I bet.
It sounds cheesy, but it's true.
No, I mean, I don't think so. Maybe, you know, but I think it's a good cheesy, because, yeah, I've only been on the outside looking in. Just saying, like, oh, that looks cool, like, to be part of something like that, or
yeah,
I can just imagine. But like I said, I'm very like ignorant to like the duties or what comes next kind of thing. I think that's where, like, I was trying to ask, like, what comes next? Like, what are you guys eventually do. Like, I know you guys raised money for scholarships or in colleges, but I don't know. Are you guys in there like scrubbing the Riverwalk?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the biggest thing is us continuing to promote it. And because, yes, if you're from San Antonio, there, and that's the thing too, it's like 50-50. And if you're from San Antonio, either you love the Riverwalk or you like, it's whatever. And so our jobs are to just be like, hey, like there's, you know, there's local businesses down there, or there's, you know, local restaurants, or for me, I'm all about local, like, you know that.
Yeah,
so it's all about local. It's all about just supporting.
Those weren't gang signs. Those were just, you know,
YouTube admin. no, it's just, it's about just promoting. And I mean, I know it's like protecting and preserving. So yeah, like I can't let anybody dog in the Riverwalk either. So
there's a lot of cool stuff coming to the Riverwalk too, right? Like there's a, like the construction and building. There's supposed to be some neat stuff coming through.
Kayak.
Gross.
It's fun. Have you done it?
Until you fall down into the water.
It's 4 feet.
But
I would want to fall to 4 feet and like 400 feet. Ugh.
No, I mean, I don't mind. Like if the body of water is swimmable, then I don't mind flipping over. But I'm an all right swimmer. How do you think I got here? But I just, you know, I can't imagine, you know, just tipping over and into that water. But
close your eyes.
Don't drink the water.
Don't drink it.
No, well, but that's... okay, you can kayak.
Yeah. Well, and so I think now they're gonna add like nighttime kayaking with like the light up kayaks, like with a clear bottom. Like those are cool. I want to do that.
And I would do. Yeah, in the river parades, you know, like there's always those like circle inner tubes that little motorized.
Oh yeah.
They're going out. I would love to do that in there.
Do it.
And have a little like six pack going. That would be not here, not the six pack here, just like the
side, full, you know. Full six packs.
Why not? I think the dream of being in one of those for a river parade would be a lot faster than the dream of having one of those.
Never know.
Never say never. You just got to start.
Yeah, start somewhere.
But I would love to do that. That's a would be a cool idea versus the kayaking or paddleboarding, which I've seen. But for Fiesta, are you going to be able to be part of like the parade too?
Yep.
Or do you guys battle it out? Like, do you guys have like king versus king, queen versus queen?
Yeah. So we actually do a dance battle.
Nice.
So I've been practicing my moves, making sure I got the robot down. You know, I got the warm down. We're going to be.
In my head, I was picturing you do the warm and I kind of just went
blank. I'll do it. I don't care. No, we're going to do King William, the Fiesta Flambeau. I think that's it. And then, of course, we have like the Cavaliers River Parade.
Is there any like rivalry or talking mess to each other?
What, with royalty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll let you know. Come Fiesta time.
Let's start it right now. Say something bad about the King Phil. Ray Phil.
I don't even know who it is this year.
It don't matter. Just say something bad.
Uh-uh. Trying to catch me slipping?
Ooh, do it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Chingazos. You hear that, Rafael? Chingazos. On site.
You're going to like add it in.
Hey, yeah, AI does everything now. Oh, man. No, but that would be fun to have like a little rivalry against each other, like all like in good taste, I think, you know, that would be cool.
Yeah. Like you and me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think we need to go stronger on that though. Like we need to really have like a real rivalry. Well, I think we have one, but it's friendly.
I think yeah, it's too late. Yeah.
Which is why I haven't asked you about your podcast on purpose.
That's okay. I'll talk about it anyway.
Do it. I'll edit it out. So how's that going? I like I like that you guys do it live. Like, that's really like, ooh, like, can't slip for sure.
Oh, that podcast.
Is there another one that I don't know about?
I mean, I have my own.
What is it?
The It's Norteño 210 podcast.
What, like, have I not seen anything posted on it about it?
No, it hasn't been released yet.
Oh.
So okay. Right now I'm gathering a lot of stuff in the vault.
Mm.
And then I'm gonna
Are you filming in person?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, one up. You gotta one up me.
I got a producer.
Dang, okay. Nobody likes a show off.
What do you want me to talk about?
No, don't tell me about it. I'm just gonna call you out.
Okay. I'm not doing anything with my life, just kind of sitting around.
Secretly, you know? Everybody loves the show, but you know.
No, but it's like it's humble bragging.
It ain't bragging if you can back it up.
I mean,
that's what I believe. So you got a producer, you got your own podcast. What's it's Norteño 210 podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a release date?
We're looking at not a specific date, but we're looking at beginning of April.
Okay. So coming up quick.
Pretty quick, yeah. So the Norteño 210 podcast is the reason why I was signed with the network. So okay. Late Nights with All Access is something that I'm co-hosting. So there's four of us, yeah, and we do the live show every Monday night.
Nice. So that one is like you guys are tied together? Or like Norteño 210 is tied with that one? Or
no, I mean that's more like just like Natasha.
Oh, okay.
There. So there's four of us, like two guys, two girls, and then we have guests on and then we just talk about whatever.
Interesting. I've seen that one, and again, that one is live, so that one I think for me, I don't know if that has to be other weirdos like me that like to tune in on the lives just to see if there's going to be like any like drama or some slippage.
You know. We're always a hot mess for sure. We always will talk crap to each other. So there's definitely that. So if you want to see that, tune in.
I like it. I'm for it. But I'm excited to see Norteño 210 podcast. I feel like you're definitely going to do a great job with that. 100%.
Yeah, people are definitely going to get to know me. A little bit more, where I feel like with interviews, it's all about who I'm interviewing. And because it's such a short amount of time, I don't really talk, which is fine because it's not about me, it's about them. But with my podcast, I'm also going to be chiming in. So it's almost like a round table talk kind of thing.
I heard an invite there. Yes, I will be a guest for sure.
You're absolutely invited.
Looking forward to April for that then.
Yeah.
That's badass. A nice little kept secret because, you know, I'm creeping on the Instagrams to see what I was going to ask you for today.
What else did you come across?
Nothing that's I can legally say.
Legally? Yeah, oh, I don't know what that means.
There's a lot of stuff on that Instagram of yours. AKA, everybody go check out her Instagram.
Yeah, well, everything's legal, but yes.
Yes. I don't know. I wanted to say something like enticing, but I don't know what to, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, I did interviews for the red carpet for the Tejano Awards. So like, I'm still doing them. And honestly, I miss it. I just need to figure out how to tie everything together. Cause I do want to start doing them again. I just can't do them how I was. I was doing like 5 to 10 a week.
And you know what Instagram has done is that every video that's 15 minutes or less or 5 minutes or less, I don't remember, everything turns into a reel now. So everything's like long version. And so it's like, yep. That doesn't bother me for what I'm doing. But I could imagine like you guys that do those kind of interviews that would make it a little, the way you guys film it would be a little more awkward, or the way you edit it. I don't know.
It is. Yeah. So that's like a whole nother thing. I'm just like, oh, okay, figure it out.
I know you're a busy lady. I want to respect your time, but I forgot to tell you that you're going to have to come up with a new Too Hard Too Fast story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll come up with that. Where your Instagram name has changed quite a bit. what's your new one?
It is Riverwalk Queen underscore Norteño 210.
Dang. And then it's going to change when after next year, whenever. Are you going to keep Riverwalk Queen? You know what? Just keep it forever.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I might throw in like doctor once I get it.
There you go.
Dr. Riverwalk Queen, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to fight you for that Riverwalk Queen. Like, never let it go.
No, you got to let stuff go. It'll always be a piece of who I am, but, you know, yeah.
I don't know what it is, Natasha, but whenever we're talking, all I can think about is fighting. That's why, like, this whole episode has just been about chingazos and fighting.
I mean, thanks.
It's something about it. And you know what? It's because it's brewing. It's brewing. It's going to go down. Maybe we'll do like one of those boxing matches that all the YouTubers are doing.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
As long as you're ready to be like humiliated in front of
everybody. I am. I live on humiliation. So, yes.
Perfect.
But just, yeah, you got to definitely give me like a little bit of a handicap. So,
No, I play for keeps.
Like you can only punch me with your right hand or something like that. You can only use your left hand.
Wait, so I have to make myself weaker?
Yeah, clearly you're gonna kick my ass. So I need a fighting chance.
Oh no, sorry, I don't know.
All right, fuck it, I'm all for it. Let's go. All right. Too hard, too fast story. A story where either it's a drunk, funny story, a cautionary tale, or words of wisdom. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
I don't know. Words of wisdom? Is that a too hard, too fast?
What's that?
Can you do too hard, too fast with words of wisdom?
Yeah. I mean, it's because you learn something. People do the words of wisdom.
Like what? Give me an example.
What did somebody say? It doesn't matter what you look like, what you weigh, what your sexuality is. Like, don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. Things like
that.
You can't steal that one. They already used it, and I just reset it.
I wouldn't do that. Words of wisdom. Life is short, so do whatever you want.
It sounds like the one I said.
Listen.
Mira. Look, I'm going to judge your words of wisdom.
Look, I'm saying life is definitely too short. Do whatever makes you happy. As long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else around you, then do it. Because who cares? We all have one life and people are going to judge you no matter what you do. So just do it.
You only die once unless you're the host of this podcast.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless you're fighting.
Unless you're fighting Natasha. Hey. She'll revive you because she's a nurse and a doctor, or soon to be doctor. And then she'll kill you, and then she'll make you, DIE again. Or she'll paint you like the Riverwalk. She'll dye you the Riverwalk.
Oh my God.
Hey, verde. Moco verde. Oh, that's what it is. Moco verde.
My God.
We've gone full circle, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We've gone too hard, too fast with Natasha D, Queen of the Riverwalk. I appreciate you coming on for the third time. I think, well, one of them was like, is it the third or the fourth? Cause I know you came in like as a surprise guest.
Oh yeah. Cause I was like, hey, I want to piss him off. So give me the code. And my friend was all for it. And she was like, all right.
That was a good surprise. It was funny.
That was a good episode.
That was a good idea. I the whole time I was just fucking crying and laughing and that's it.
Yeah.
All in that order.
Yes, yeah.
But remember, dare to be you, dare to be weird. Thanks again, Natasha. Bye. Chingazos.